What's up, baby? It's Bretzky, and I'm here to tell you that SpinQuest.com is giving out free sweeps coins. All you gotta do is purchase a $10 coin pack, and guess what? They're gonna give you the coins from a $30 coin pack. That lets you play all your favorite games like Blackjack, Wanted, Dead or Wild, and we're talking real cash prizes, baby. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
It's time for the Del Olalea Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Now broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Del Olalea.
When the world was a time of this and that, I was young, didn't know to hold it back. Now we're here in the world, something else. We could leave any day, call for help. We were gods, nobody was above me. The A on my chest like adultery. The A on my chest, put your fist up. The A on my chest like a chipmunk. Alvin, Theodore, breathe in, breathe out. Me and more, breathe in, breathe out.
So, hour two begins with this. Guys like Tristan Wirfs, that's with an S at the end of the F. You've got Trent Williams, who we discussed last week. San Francisco's like, come on, man. We're dealing with Ayuk, who will be mentioned here. We know we got to pay him. We know Brock Purdy's going to want his money after this year. You're under contract for 3 years. Why are we having to deal with you? But Trent Williams holding out. He's another guy. You've got the aforementioned Ayuk. You've got Jamar Chase, and you've got Haason Reddick. Now, this list has gotten smaller with the quarterback signing late last week, Tua and Jordan Love. But Ayuk, Chase, CeeDee Lamb, another one. You throw in Wirfs and you throw in Trent Williams and you throw in Haason Reddick. Now, Sean, you get the first pick here. Out of all those guys, you've got guys at premium spots, great players. You got to include age, position, and how much money it would take to keep them. Who are you taking in the draft? Who is your first overall pick in the holdout draft to start your team?
With the first pick, I'm going to take CeeDee Lamb.
You're taking the Cowboy wide receiver CeeDee Lamb. Is yes. Were you taking receiver no matter what, or was CeeDee Lamb, could he have been picked and then number two on your list if CeeDee Lamb wasn't available would have been a tackle?
Yes. It would have been. I was thinking who's the best at the premium positions, receiver, tight end, or offensive line, tackle, or quarterback, and also with the quarterbacks not being signed.
Of course.
I can't feel like the guys are still holding out. Tua, number one. I think CD's the best receiver holding out. So give me CeeDee Lamb.
Yeah, I like CD, his versatility to play in the slot and play outside. I like him.
He also just plays more than Chase.
Yeah, Chase. That's true. Brandon Ayuk. I think Ayuk's third. Because Chase and his ability down the field, yeah. And I would have had two as far as ranking wide receivers, but as far as overall ability, I agree. CeeDee Lamb would have been my choice at wide receiver. And Trent Williams is older, and plus I'd just be so upset that he still has 3 years left that I'd be, man, I don't want to deal
yeah.
with you.
Yeah.
And he's an older player than Tristan Wirfs, who actually practiced the first 4 days, and then when it got to padded practices, he was like, actually, this isn't moving in the way I want. I'm going to sit out.
Kind of like that move.
Yeah, I like it too.
Being hey, like, I'll shoot. Because, I mean, they have all the status for these guys.
Sure.
And most of them are like reported to camp, not practicing. Reported to camp, not fully participating. Where it's like, no, I'll do all the non-padded stuff. Once you wanted me to actually start playing football.
Got out. You got me here in this hot-ass sun. You're not paying me what I want in pads. I'm out of here.
No thanks.
I'm good. So I would go wide receiver two. I'm going to take Jamar Chase. Jamar Chase's impact down the field, his ability to win one-on-one, and give his quarterback the opportunity to just go, hey, F it, I'm going deep, and then make the play. I like that. He can take a slant to distance. We saw that as well. I'm taking him number two. If I hadn't given you the number one overall pick, I would have taken CD. So two wide receivers off the board.
So our boards are the same.
Yes, we would have gone CeeDee Lamb one, both of us. So now, do you want to double up at wide receiver? Because whoever your hypothetical quarterback is, you want to give him another talent, or are we going to protect him? Or maybe you need someone to get after the passer, because Haason Reddick is still on the board. So it's really just a draft of, what, five? I'll say six.
For balance sake, and I can't risk losing him because he is the only defensive player on this list that I'm seeing. Give me Hassan Reddick.
Now, to give some context, the list had Alvin Kamara on it, but he reported to camp, and we mentioned the quarterbacks, Tonga Vailoa and Jordan Love. There would have been other options, but as far as guys who are available, fitting our criteria, there is only one defender, and Hassan Reddick is it. So you take him off the board. The pass rusher who was traded from the Eagles to the Jets, and then when the Jets were like, hey, you're under contract, why do we have to give you a new deal? He's like, oh, you don't remember how this is played, do you? So I'm going to show up in, like, he was in, like, Japan during mini camps.
Yeah.
Now he's not showing up to camp. We saw, at least I saw, I don't know how heated it was because I didn't have the audio, but Garrett Wilson and Aaron Rodgers had a back and forth that didn't seem all too friendly. Who knows? People can make judgments on things they can't even hear. There was some body language that might have suggested they're having an animated conversation. Jets camp going swimmingly so far. Your big acquisition on defense saying, I'm good. I get that from Hassan Reddick. Man, I was playing for the Eagles. We had championship aspirations. They trade me. I didn't want to get traded. And now I got to deal with the Jets, perennial losers. But people like them a little bit this year as long as Rodgers can stay healthy. And by the way, Aaron Rodgers will not be playing all of preseason, which I get. He's 40-plus years old. It's not surprising. But remember, Aaron Rodgers was telling everyone, hey, I'm completely healthy. Back last season, he was saying, I'm on my way to making a remarkable comeback. And then the Jets are like, you know what, actually, we don't really like what we see from you from time to time in your dropback, so we're going to hold you out. Yeah, I'm completely healthy with my less than traditional way of getting back to full health.
He could have played in week 16.
If it mattered, right?
Yeah, if the Jets didn't let Aaron Rodgers down, he could have played.
Or Aaron Rodgers being the grifter that he is. Hey, you know what? I'm going to tell people I would come back knowing the Jets had no chance of being in a meaningful game.
But
I'm going to tell people I would come back if it mattered. He knew the Tim Boyle experience, the Zach Wilson experience. He knew that there was no the Chris Streveler triumvirate of quarterbacks. He knew they were never going to be in a position where they could win any games that mattered.
Just because that's exactly what happened doesn't mean.
Doesn't mean you're right about this. You ain't fooling me, Aaron Rodgers. May have fooled some of them dopey Jets fans into thinking you are well on your way to coming back. Stop it. So he's not available. So you take Hassan Reddick, who doesn't want to be a Jet, at least not at the price point that they're offering
him. I will have the only person playing defense on this team.
Cool. So what are we saying? Offensive players or divas? At least right now, because those are only guys on the list. I'll go with Tristan Wirfs. I need a tackle. I don't know who my quarterback will be, but considering the quarterback I have on my favorite team, I'm going to need a tackle. I'm gonna need a tackle.
I was thinking this would be so much more fun with the quarterbacks.
Yeah, if we had already drafted a quarterback, yeah.
Because it would get
contentious, I think, a little bit. The jokes would start to fly one way or the other. So Tristan Wirfs is my guy, partly because of your reasoning behind it. I'm going to show up. But you know what? Oh, you're not paying me? I'm going to sit back down. I'm going to show you how important I am.
Mm-hmm.
And so until you pay me, I'm not going to be here. So Tristan Wirfs is my second pick. So now you have the choice between Brandon Ayuk and Trent Williams. Those, and then I'll be left with the other one. So do you want to tackle? Do you want to double up at wide receiver? And maybe I just have two big-time tackles on my holdout team.
How do I want to do this? I'll take Trent Williams.
Oh, you go with the tackle. You're protecting your hypothetical quarterback.
Yes. And, I can't let you have two tackles when I have one defensive player.
Well, we're not playing each other every week. And this is just like an expansion draft where you can also fill your roster with other players, too.
Okay, yeah. But I want to win at the line of scrimmage.
Understood.
And I can't let you have two offensive linemen.
Well, I like throwing the football around, so I don't mind. Brandon Ayuk, you can come in here too. So the totality of it is you're balanced. You take a receiver, you take a defensive end, you take a tackle. I get younger at tackle than you do, and I have my two wide receivers to light up the scoreboard and to protect my quarterback, which
is kind of put butts in seats.
Which is kind of like how my team actually operates. So I'm a builder. Again, I build my team like Chris Greer does.
Again, if the quarterbacks are involved, I just would not have taken a quarterback to force you to either take Tua first and then I'd wait for Love.
Yeah,
wait until the end to take Tua.
Or I act like a fantasy football manager and just take the quarterback too and leave you stuck. Now what are you going to do? How much are you going to give me for a quarterback here? You're going to give me two receivers and a tackle for a quarterback? How desperate are you? I'll treat you like the Blue Jays treated the Astros.
Hassan Reddick and Alvin Kamara?
He's not even on the list. He's in camp. He doesn't count anymore. He would have been, but he's now practicing fully. So it'd be like that sometimes.
Player to be named later, Laremy Tunsil.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about him. I said that before the show or off air.
He's just not actually on the list, so we forgot.
Yeah, we forgot. But Laremy Tunsil would have qualified, too. A guy who isn't holding in, isn't really holding out, but, you know, decided I'm not going to practice. I'm going to be there, but I'm not going to practice. But it's not being classified as anything other than that's just Laremy being Laremy.
I think I'd still take Trent Williams.
Over Laremy Tunsil?
Yeah.
Why? Too many false starts?
Yeah.
You don't want to put your quarterback behind the chains?
And I assume this isn't a long-term thing.
No.
Yeah.
No,
him being 36.
You're trying to win a title this year. Yeah. And, you know, Laramie's on the verge of asking for a new contract anyway. Because
draft him this year, and then next year he'll be in the draft again. So.
That's the state he's always in.
You'll pick him next year. Yeah.
Yeah, just how it goes. I'm sure Laremy Tunsil at some point, very soon, hopefully not too soon, will be asking for a new deal. It's just the way of the world. I mentioned putting a quarterback behind the chains. Well, there's a new way that the NFL is going to measure first downs. I think they're missing the point, though. We'll talk about it when we come back. It has a cool name. I'm just not sure the thing we have most issues with is being addressed when we talk about did a guy make the line in the game? They're trying to rectify that a little bit. Not sure it's the perfect way to do it. So we'll talk about that. We'll get back up to the Astros as they try to avoid the sweep at the hands of the Pirates. Look, losing to Paul Skeens, although you actually didn't, it was your bullpen who blew that after taking a lead. Okay, that's fine. The indignity of getting swept by the Pirates at home, that's a step too far. If we're actually considering this team a team who can, you know, do something beyond maybe winning the division, it doesn't really correlate. I just don't like the thought of it, losing to the Pirates. This is a series you felt like you could at least get 2 out of 3, particularly when you were leading Paul Skeens 2-0 by the time he left the game. It has not gone that way. The vibes aren't great. We'll see if they can change that tonight. But first, I want to talk about MyBookie. So if you think tonight is the night the Astros win, go to MyBookie and put some money down on your Houston Astros. Maybe you're a sicko who likes betting on preseason when you don't know who's going to play beyond, you know, the starters not playing. You can do that too. Go to MyBookie.ag and maybe you think the Bears have better depth than the Texans. That's how deep you're into that. You can do that because you know the slogan. They bet on anything, anywhere, and anytime at MyBookie. So you can do the live betting on sports, the Olympics, as well as something you can look into. If you want to make some money on men's gymnastics, you can do that as well. And they also provide the live casino, where whether it be cards that you're into, and also the ability to interact with the live dealer. You can see the cards being dealt. They just don't pop up on your screen. That's not fun. It's a casino for a reason. And it's live because they want to make it as fun as possible. So you've got tennis, you've got the Olympics, you've got Major League Baseball, you've got soccer. UFC is an option for you too. Just use the promo code BET975 when you're signing up, or even if you're an existing customer. Make your money go further than it would with MyBookie. Go to MyBookie.ag because you can bet on anything, anywhere, anytime with MyBookie.
You're back inside the Veritex Community Bank Studios with Del Olalea. I mean, you're not actually in the studio, but if you watch ESPN Houston's YouTube channel, it's kind of like you are. No, not really. Okay.
We will get to the NFL's, I guess you would call it, experimental technology to change the way they measure for first downs. It's got a cool name called Hawkeye. But before we do that, we'll talk a little Rockets, mostly because the draft pick that a lot of people are excited about, and that goes just beyond the Rockets, Reese Shepard gets another mention on ESPN. It's behind their paywall, but it is a discussion on the prospects that were drafted, and they had and they asked who will be the best rookie. So it's ESPN personalities, people who cover the draft and have watched Summer League, and they asked this question. There's multiple, plenty, but the one that pertains to the Rockets is, which rookie will prove to be the draft's best pick? And by a clear margin, Reed Sheppard gets 7 votes. The closest, the next closest competitor gets 3. So his turn in Summer League maybe just confirmed some people's belief about how good he was going to be, but the praise continues. Some of the quotes here from an Eastern Conference executive said, Sheppard is going to help Houston right away, and I think he has a chance to be an all-star down the road, which for a guy of his size, it would probably be a point guard. I don't know how many 6'2 shooting guards become all-stars. So if he's going to become a guy who is their point guard of the future, yeah, there's a real shot there. And he shows some of those skills at Summer League. Then they cling in as next with 3 votes, Stephon Castle at 2. It keeps going and going and going. But the guy who everyone expects to be the best player in this draft, at least through, you know, a month and a half of being a pro, is Reed Sheppard. So the praise continues. And if you can find a gem in a bad draft class, even if you did have a top 5 pick, it's no guarantee, because the SAR Ricochet agendas aren't going well, particularly SARs. You credit the Rockets. So just another positive review of Reed Sheppard's performance. He's not considered a steal because, you know, you can't be a steal drafted in a top 5. As far as other players and other categories, which rookie will turn out to be the biggest draft steal? That's Bub Carrington from the Wizards. He played at Pitt. He is a shifty but not really explosive guard. He'll be a 2 or maybe a 3. He was a mid-range guy in college, which probably isn't great for the NBA. It's not what people do unless you're elite at it. But he comes in with 5 votes. Khalil Ware of the Heat comes in with 3. And then Terrence Chan Jr., whose career at Illinois, particularly later, was overshadowed by a charge of sexual assault that turned out to be completely untrue. At least he was deemed innocent of those charges. So his draft stock was probably hurt quite a bit. But he showed out in the Summer League with the Wolves. So the Wolves went and got themselves Rob Dillingham and Terrence Shannon Jr. No issues with confidence in that backcourt when you pair him with Anthony Edwards, who thinks he could be an Olympian in table tennis too. So those are just a couple of the things. And also a mention for Jamal Shedd as the biggest draft steal. Where did that come from? Second round pick for the Toronto Raptors. Jamal Shedd gets 1 vote as the biggest draft steal.
Nice.
Trying to figure out how that came about.
Is he the only second round pick that's Bronny's probably on there. Right?
Bronny is not on there.
What?
Not as far as biggest steals. I'm trying. Oh, do you have an issue? Kyle Filipowski's on the list. Second round picks.
He's the steal or someone's stealing from him?
If you don't know that story, you should look it up. It's a nice pull by Sean. No, as a steal of the draft.
Oh, okay.
Kyle Filipowski. Aforementioned Terrence Shannon, I believe he was a second round pick too, so that's another guy on the list.
Okay, yeah. I was thinking maybe someone just went with like, they have a bigger or a harsher definition of steal where it's like you have to be a second rounder to be a steal.
No, you could be a first rounder. I would imagine just lower in that day one draft,
like outside the lottery.
Yeah. Reed Sheppard, who should be the best player according to them, can't be considered a steal. He's too high. But Dalton Connect was a first rounder, I believe. Mm-hmm. Jeremy Cain certainly was a first rounder. The shooting guard combo guard out of Duke, who is better known at this point for the TikToks and the nail painting. We'll see how his NBA career turns out.
He better hope that he gets more well known for basketball.
Yeah, I don't think you can live on that.
I dance on TikTok.
Yeah. I mean, it's a way to make money. There are some, but generally that's reserved for like teenage girls.
Yeah, I was going to say, no, it's an easier way to make money. Not an easier way, but a better way to make money. Playing in the NBA.
Yeah, being a good NBA player.
Getting a second NBA.
The money goes longer. And
way longer. He probably already has more money than most people.
That's true, because he was a first round pick. But we would hope that, at least for his sake, particularly in that city, that he is a guy. He was drafted by the Sixers.
I don't think enough people are talking about the fact that Philadelphia has added not only Jared McCain dancing on TikTok painting his fingernails, but also just Paul George as a human being playing in front of those fans.
I don't think they're going to particularly like, after going 3-for-13, the introspection that Paul George likes to showcase. I don't think they're going to like the sensitive, and by that I mean the less, maybe not sensitive, but generally sports fans like their sports figures to be a certain way. Paul George is someone who will be very open about his emotions, about his mental health. Not sure that's going to play well if you stack 4-for-15s together in a week.
I'm just saying that at some point, the Podcast P video on YouTube, they're probably going to have to turn off the comments.
Yeah, if he doesn't play well,
if things
yes.
go poorly, they'll have to turn off the comments. And that's who they added to, like, hey, let's save this build, team, the city.
He was their major free agent acquisition, and then they drafted Jared McCain. All right, Daryl Morey. Okay. It's a real test.
Hey, they added some former Rockets, too.
Well, that's par for the course when it comes to Morey. Of course, that's going to happen. Eric Gordon's on that team right now, I believe. He just follows up. P.J. Tucker was there. Melton was there. You've got to have Daniel at least Hounds. One. Yeah, you got to have one, at least. Let's also, you're back. You called in earlier, had to hang up. We'll get to you when we come back. We'll get to the NFL and what they're calling Hawkeye. Once again, I just feel like in this case, you're ignoring the bigger issue as far as measurements are concerned. So we'll get to that. We'll get to LaSalsa. Anyone else want to get in? 713-780-3776. He wants to talk Texans, and the Texans have a football game to play. Well, at least some guys who are wearing Texans uniforms. I'm not sure they're all going to be Texans by the time. Well, I know they're not all going to be Texans by the time the regular season rolls around, but the Texans will be in uniform tomorrow against the Bears. So LaSalsa probably doesn't want to talk about that. But he says he wants to talk about that, so I'll take him at his word, kind of. We'll get to that when we come back.
The Del Olalea Show continues
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's your host, Del Olalea.
Dana Brown made his weekly appearance in the rights holder. So we'll get some quotes about the trade deadline from Dana Brown here shortly. But first, let's get to LaSalsa. He wants to talk about the Texans. What's up?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Hashtag justice for Raheel. And shout out to the homie LaRasa. And staying on brand. Well, no, I'm just wishing the Texans a good season. That's all I wanted to say. But staying on brand, the program we've been talking about that's been canceled is called Attack of the Show. And what do you think about Sarah Underwood doing stuff on the internet? Let's go.
Unless you're asking me my opinion of her already doing stuff on the internet, I'm not sure what you're saying. Because Sarah Underwood was, I think, either Playboy. I think Playboy was what she did before she got on what he mentioned, Attack of the Show, that show on G4. Now she has an OnlyFans.
2007 Playmate of the Year.
Okay, so I apologize. I was unfamiliar with her game. Playmate of the Year. Not just doing stuff for Playboy. She eventually, wanted to get away from that. So she started to do the commentator thing, and it became a thing on video games and technology, and then G4 eventually went away, and at some point the checks don't come from other places, so I don't want to say she went back to what she knew, but she has an individual OnlyFans account. So Ryan, you already have your answer. You can find Sarah Underwood on OnlyFans. Generally, you're asking about women who've never done it. She has, and I don't have an opinion of her doing it. Let her do what she wants. Who am I to say what she should or shouldn't do? But if you were looking for her, go to OnlyFans.com or just search Sarah Underwood OnlyFans and you'll find it. You can pay up for her content. And thank you for wishing the Texans a good season. Very nice of you.
I'm sure they appreciate
your goodwill and you thinking of them.
That call.
Yeah.
You know what? We might clip that call. Just send it to
Send it to them. Go, look, I know 610's been the people carrying your game for years, but You heard La Salsa?
The people love you.
Yeah. Hey, can you give us the context of the entire call? No. No. Just a clip.
Nope. Can't.
The people love you here. Join us.
They love you almost as much as they love Sarah Underwood.
And then we'd have to explain to them who Sarah Underwood is.
No.
You think the Texans know who Sarah Underwood is?
Kyle McNair would be like, yeah, play man of the year.
No chance. No chance. No chance he'd admit to it. The chances that he might know? Higher than the chances he would admit to it, definitely. Kyle McNair was a star of sorts yesterday. You mentioned his name. He was in the booth. He had a backwards hat on and a suit. I don't know if that was an Astros hat. I could see them handing him an Astros hat as he walked in. Hey, you want to put this hat on? He's like, I'll put it on backwards. I want to be cool.
Yeah, like Ken Griffey Jr.
That's exactly who I was thinking of. Cal McNair, Ken Griffey Jr., the comps are out there. You don't have to even stretch. You can see him.
Yeah, backwards hat, son of a successful person.
Favorites in their city.
Favorites in their city.
They're all coming together.
Left-handed, maybe.
Yeah, I don't know about that. Cal played sports. He played at Texas, right? At least he was on the roster. I don't know if he played. But he was at Texas. I've seen the picture. All the things. They're the same person.
So many that it's hard to pick out just a few.
Cal played video games on his floor without furniture. I'm sure King Griffey Jr.'s done that before. Except King Griffey Jr. probably didn't do that in the offices of the Seattle Mariners like Cal did with the Texans.
King Griffey Jr. was probably also in the video game that he was playing.
Probably. Well, with Madden 25, I think there's a new video that came out talking about presentation and franchise. Do they acknowledge that Cal's the owner? He might be in the video game.
No.
They don't acknowledge owners in that game?
I would return my game. If
they're doing franchise like they should.
If they cut. Oh, maybe in franchise. I was thinking if they, in the game, they cut to the owner's box.
And Cal's up there? And they. What, you know, in some game
after a big blaze,
in some, why not add to the realism?
It's like they had, like when they had NFL head coach. Remember that?
I remember that. Yeah,
you could only coach. You couldn't only play. Call the plays. You couldn't actually play.
If you want to add to the realism of what you know in different sports games, they have relive a moment. What if for the Texans, it's Hannah passed out watching them play the Bears? That was like the turning point. Hannah McNair was like, "I've had enough of this. Things are going to change here. Let's relive that moment." For the Texans, the moment things change. I don't know if Cal's in franchise mode, but they should put the owners in if they sign up for it. Jerry Jones would love to, or superstar mode. What if you are a person who wants to be a superstar in the NFL, much like Road to Glory, and the team you sign for is the Texans? You got to meet with Cal. Play video games with them.
Introductory press conference.
Something like that. I don't know how deep franchise mode goes.
It doesn't.
Because I don't play the game. But I've got ideas.
I think that's why people don't like Madden, because it doesn't get that deep.
Well, allegedly, with the video coming out, franchise mode goes deeper. We'll see. I'm not going to play Madden. It's not of any interest to me. Let's go to break here. Right? Are we late or are we actually on time? I'm not sure.
We are way late. We're on time.
Oh, we're on time. So we go to break at 42. Wow. Look at that.
Shocker.
I was so confused. I thought,
37 and we're not 10 minutes late.
Yeah. I was like, wait a minute. What's going on? We got plenty of time. So let's get to this. Dana Brown was on, I believe, with Sean Salisbury on the rights holder. And he has some quotes. And, you know, if you don't know, Brian LaLima of 790 always puts the quotes out. So I'm not going to pretend like I scrounged these up. I know where to find them. This is a couple of things Dana Brown said in that interview. He talks about his responsibility. You know, on this station, particularly from 7 to 12 for the most part, we discuss the fellowship, who's in charge, who makes decisions. We know about the Jeff Bagwell stuff that a lot of people point to, the Montero and Abreu signings. Well, Dana Brown says, I bear the responsibility as the GM of the Houston Astros. I will ask people on my staff, and we collaborate to make the best decisions possible for this organization. I make the final decision, and it was made by me with collaboration from the front office. I believe that was in reference to the big trade. So if we want to blame someone, I know you saw Jeff Bagwell up there sitting next to Dana Brown on the night of the trade. But if you want to point your arrows and sling them at someone, it would have to be Dana Brown. He is taking responsibility as the GM. And what about the rest of this year? The ultimate goal is to win the division. to get into the playoffs and get to the World Series. The final goal is to win the World Series. You have to take it step by step and first win the division, but you have to have the rotation. Another reference to why they made the trade. Understandable. The rotation, we played some sound from Verlander earlier. The rotation may be getting a boost. No timeline, because never put a timeline on it. If you're the Astros, then you have nothing to apologize for if the timeline is incorrect. Verlander pitched, didn't feel any issues afterwards. It's something he said has happened in the past. He threw live BP against actual batters. Felt good coming off, so that's a positive. Luis Garcia, I don't know how he felt, but he was out there too. So two guys we've been waiting on for a while. Luis Garcia all year long. Verlander, been a while for him too, though. Maybe on the way back. They even spoke about McCullers. He's not throwing. If he does come back, it'll be in September. I would advise, if you have hope for that, hope for something else. That feels more unlikely than anything else. Kyle Tucker, I don't believe there was a real update on him. But if we're ranking guys as far as their likelihood to come back and the timing of it, I don't even know if I can include Kyle Tucker, because I would think he would come back because it's not an arm issue. I just don't know. And any setback could push Verlander back a week or more. Same with Garcia. So I'm going to lean into the batter coming back first, and then Verlander, and then Garcia. But you never know. And McCullers, look for 2025. Just being honest here. The Astros aren't going to rule him out for the season, but it feels like that's what they're doing.
Okay. 2025.
Oh, you are even questioning whether it's 2025. Are you saying retirement is
it? No, I'm saying 2020. It's 2025. Buy your season tickets now.
They're not putting him on any promotional stuff anymore. If they hadn't stopped already. He's not going to get put on the side of the building.
I guess not. No. Who would be? I guess Hunter Brown is replacing him.
A pitcher would be Hunter Brown, Verlander. Oh, you're just talking about pitchers.
Yeah. Because all the hitters... I don't think there's a hitter that wasn't on the sign or wasn't on the commercial or in the packet that will be. But yeah, I think Hunter Brown probably takes a spot. Or again, Ronel Blanco. Or Yusei Kikuchi. You know. We'll see how it goes.
You know, I'm going to make a quick right turn. And I say quick because I'm going to try to stay on time and address this. We have a new social media person. I'm not sure her actual title was very long. I heard it during the meeting. I've already forgotten. But she listens and she tweets from the official account. And this is her latest. And I know I'm not going to have an actual conversation. Doesn't bother me that much. But I did notice it. Let's give Dell and Sean a round of applause for their show being on time. And then there's, I guess, a tweet from an award show. Now, fine. We've addressed it. So it is not an open secret. It's not a secret. I get it. But can I address, now that you're taking shots at me, I'm going to take shots at you. Because let's give Dell and Sean Mapes, it's a round of applause, not a round of applause, for their showing being on time and not show. If I'm open to criticism, I can criticize your tweet. I'm not going to mention your name because that's unfair. I have a mic. It's not fair for me to go after you that way. But if you're coming after me, make sure the tweet is grammatically correct. That's all. That's all I'm saying. I appreciate the interest and the commentary on the show. But hey, if you're taking a shot at the, I'm not going to call myself the king. If you're taking a shot at the court jester, you best not miss. That's all. Shout out to our social team, which is like one person now. She does a great job. She is interactive. She's a person who posts everything on social media. She's like a one-man band, but...
One-woman band. One-person band.
True. Let's go down with the patriarchy and misogyny.
Can we also try to get on... get to break on time?
Well, it's still 11:42 or 11:43. I'm still in it. But yeah. I will say this. I will say this. It
says 42 on them.
It says 40... Okay. Well, sure. But there's a window of a couple minutes where you're still on time. But I will say this. She retweeted it, and it's still incorrect. She tried to correct it. The current one says, let's give Del V2 and Sean Mapes a round of applause for their showing being on time. Hey, I appreciate the quick turnaround to fix it, but it's still not fixed. I'm going to let you know right now. It's on site going forward, no matter what. Not in real life. But
of course not.
I'm not gonna. I'm not that upset. But if
you're not Jeffrey Simmons,
I'm not insane. No,
Jeffrey.
Del Simmons Olalea versus Buck. Insert her actual name, Reesing. I'm just saying. Until you fix that tweet and make it grammatically correct, it's me and you for the rest of the show. But now we'll go to break. I've taken a breath. Yes, I am calling out the social team. Thank you. We'll be back.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's the Del Olalea Show.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Now back to Del Olalea.
Welcome back. I'm now not fighting with an account, the ESPN 97.5 account. I had a conversation, a quick one, with the person behind it. We're fine.
It was a little Jeffrey Simmons-esque.
Well, when she came in there, she was Jeffrey Simmons. I'm
yeah.
Buck.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, I'm not the Jeffrey Simmons in this scenario. I'm Buck Reesing. I'm the one calling out the performer for not performing. It's a little sloppy. Lock the F in, ESPN 97.5. Twitter account. You started a fight. Lock the F in. So thank you. She did fix it. No, still not fixed. Let's give Del and Sean a round of applause for their show. Not showing, their show being on time. We're three letters away from getting this right. And yes, Art, the person running the account is from America. Yes, that's not in question. It's just a question of typing. That's all it is. She's getting there, though. A guy who has no issues with anyone, it appears, is C.J. Stroud. As far as Q rating in the NFL, got to be one of the highest in the league. He ain't got those scars. No failures. All we have is surprise and success and a quarterback on the rise. And at this time of the year, the NFL players rank their top 100. And as the numbers kept ticking away, we were wondering where C.J. Stroud ranked. Well, I wasn't that concerned, but I know some of you were. And now we have an answer. C.J. Stroud is the 20th best player in football, according to his peers. I think Brevin Jordan's in this clip here. But if you've watched this show, the top 100, and they stretch it out over days, because what else is there to program during the summer when you're the NFL Network? So this is a clip from social media. This is C.J. Stroud's ranking, and the guy's talking about him. Top 20, the number 20 player in the NFL.
Man, it's tough, man. I'm going to be biased and go with C.J. right now.
C.J. Stroud.
He's either between Lamar Jackson or C.J. Stroud.
After only 11 wins in three seasons, Texans fans are getting loud and feeling proud. All thanks to the arrival of C.J. Stroud.
C.J. Bars. Long downfield and caught touchdown. Wow. Amazing.
To see what he's done with this team and just how he's changed the whole culture and gave the city hope, you know, having a guy like him.
That Brevin Jordan.
Who can put points on the board.
Caught touchdown. The Texans are in front.
Has a cannon for an arm, but also can throw strikes and precision pass with the best of them.
Flick of a finger and receivers going out of the way, ball's coming out, find a way in the end zone.
What a dagger. Stroud is working the crowd, and they love it.
It's a new coach, new system.
A lot of
NFL,
rhyming going on.
And, man, he was playing lights out this year.
All right, you get the point. C.J. Stroud, considered a really good player, and was the context of that early part best quarterback or we're just because you heard a guy Lamar or CJ?
Yeah, I think it might have been best young quarterback.
But Lamar, does Lamar count anymore for that?
He's still like 25, isn't he? No, actually, he was born in 97, so he's like 26.
We've had this discussion. Like Lamar is young. in every way, but he's in the NFL.
He's young for, and he's also young for like guys that were drafted in 2018. But
yeah, Lamar Jackson's 27 years old.
Yeah,
and yes, a young player still. And all by all,
I don't know
all
what
matters.
The either or was then.
See, I'm trying to figure out what that is. Either or, maybe besides Patrick Mahomes, who's the best quarterback in football, or maybe it may be simply who's the best quarterback. Because if Patrick Mahomes not mentioned, then you must be Jamar Chase, who refuses to mention his name.
We'll see where he is on this list.
I think he'll be one. You think there'll be a player ranked ahead of Patrick Mahomes this year?
No,
not this year.
I mean, if Jamar Chase refuses to say his name, it's not going to be unanimous.
Yeah, he picked Burrow. Is Jamar Chase the deciding factor?
He's the swing vote.
The dissenting vote that keeps Patrick Mahomes from number one. At least he didn't have a puppet calling him a bitch like the Raiders did. He may not mention his name like he's Voldemort, but he did not call him the B word.
He was more respectful.
Yeah, I'm just not going to mention his name. I know he's great. I'm just not going to talk about him. I'm tired of him.
At the clip, he was like, yeah, you know who's number one. I'm not going to say it. I'm going to say Joe Burrow.
You're not going to. Yeah, he wanted to be a contrarian, and he picked his teammate. So we have the answer. A top 20 player after year one. My favorite part is looking at guys either jumping up the list or falling down the list, depending on the year. And CJ's 20, he could be 10 or 5 after this year. Or if the unlikely happens and he has a down year, I won't say he completely falls off the list. That's kind of hard to do. But excluding injury, he's probably going to be at minimum a top 40 player again next year, if not someone we're talking about top 10.
Yeah. It'd be tough. There are some pretty wild swings where guys are just like, will be 25 one year and then 97 the next.
Yeah,
and
like Trevor Lawrence.
It's just they just don't play in the playoffs, or like they miss the playoffs and don't play awesome, but they drop like a stone in these rankings. But it's going to be pretty tough for him not to be like in the basement. I could see being in like the 50 range.
Yeah, because even with an injury, Texans gods forbid, they would still give him credit for being great, because like Burrow was like a top 40 player and he got hurt.
Yeah.
So NFL players will say that's still a great player. He's just hurt. CJ's not falling out of the top 40 beyond disaster happening this
Probably
year.
Probably less rhyming, though.
Yeah, proud and Stroud and around, and, which isn't even great rhyming. None of it was great, but I mean, I don't want to go after Mark Vanderveer. He spoke in one of my classes during college a long time ago now, but we got to pick it up.
I rolled my eyes.
You did it twice.
The first one, I rolled my eyes.
That was terrible.
The NFL voice one. I was like,
that was bad.
On.
Yeah, enough.
Because I know that means that someone sat down.
At least like Mark Vandermeer.
In a pad.
Look,
and wrote
we know Jim Nantz has his calls that he has, you know, salted away for moments at the end of championships or whatever. But Mark Vandermeer in the middle of a touchdown pass may not be thinking that much about what am I going to say. The guy at the beginning who had plenty of time, you got to do better than that.
NFL films guy.
Yeah, you're no John Facenda. Mostly because he's dead. You couldn't be John Facenda.
Yeah, but we're two Facenda heads. You
know? That's right. The autumn wind is a raider.
Facenda heads the goat. That's what we're saying.
The greatest. Steve
what
Sable.
We're talking about at the barbershop.
We wouldn't go to the same barbershop, I don't think. You don't go to barbershops.
I was going to say, to be honest, I don't go to a lot of barbershops.
Yeah, it's been a while. You and Matt Collins, never cutting their hair. At least you keep your shoes on when you're walking around, unlike Matt Collins. If you don't know, Matt Collins, the now journeyman wide receiver, I think he plays for the Bills now. He leaves his car, walks into the facility without shoes on. Never wears shoes unless he's playing. He doesn't wear shoes.
I don't love that.
It's not a great look. Like, he is all in on, he's like some new age type of flower child. The hair he won't cut. He's got like his shirts are cut up at the bottom. He wears shorts, and look, I get it, Matt Collins. Put some shoes on.
Put some damn shoes on. Just to walk through the parking lot.
If you want to walk
on. Wear sandals. I'll let you wear sandals. Let the toes be
out. Yeah, I ain't a fan of flip-flops, but you can put them on.
It's better than barefoot.
Yeah, what are we doing? He says shoes are tools, and you wouldn't walk around with a hammer all the time. Well, Thor does.
Yeah.
Until he got, just watch the movies. I ain't got to explain it
to you. Yeah, don't spoil Thor. No. People walk around with a pin.
Yeah.
That's also a tool.
And And Matt Collins, no one thinks shoes are tools. Like your cleats, you could call your cleats tools because it helps you do your job.
Yeah. But not asking to wear cleats.
Yeah. But the Converse that you might wear, the Chuck Taylors, those aren't tools. No one wears those to do anything anymore since like the 1950s in the NBA. No one does that anymore. I got them on right now. I don't think they're tools. They're a way for me to not have my feet get cut up. Too much for Matt Collins. Nice guy from all accounts, but
yeah, that's something I won't be doing, just being barefoot here.
We thank you for making that sacrifice.
The ultimate sacrifice. Some would say.
No one says
Matt Collins would say.
Putting on shoes? Maybe. Yeah. Maybe. Matt like, Collins.
Look how you're enslaving him, forcing him to wear tools 24/7.
Matt Collins. What, the fourth wide receiver for the Bills? Special teams, gunner, ace. But if you're real about it, don't wear cleats.
No, because those are tools. You wouldn't ask a carpenter not to use sandpaper. First wood tool I can think of. A hammer would also work.
It's true. A leveler, a saw, all those would have worked.
Yeah.
Sandpaper, too. We are done. My fight with the social team ends. We'll see what they do tomorrow. All I ask for. You're going to swing at me?
There's a 22-hour ceasefire.
Unless I wake up from my nap and they're still tweeting grammatically incorrect things about me. And then I'll bring it up tomorrow. We're done. While the social media team may not have done it, what do we do, Sean?
We did it!
We did. Gallant and George up next.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.